Is everybody awake, or are we just kind of like, all right, let's go? We could, yeah. Well, good to have you guys here with us this morning. It's such a beautiful day out, and just good to see the fellowship that we have and that we share in the Lord Jesus here this morning. I wanted to share something with you here this morning. Just was pressed in my heart. I think it's going to have significant meaning for a number of you here this morning. Isaiah 40 and verse 31, it says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like..." What? Does that strike a chord with anybody here this morning?
Yeah, I know.
No, I tease with that. It's good to laugh, but in all seriousness, I was dwelling on this verse yesterday. It had nothing to do with football. You can take it however you want. But there's strength in eagle's wings. So I am thankful that we have a God that, you know, when we follow him, when we choose him, when we chase after him, when we wait on him, there is strength in him. Amen. And I'm so thankful that it says that our strength will be renewed. I like that there because many times we feel like we've lost our strength. And yet God says, no, you just need to renew it in me. "Those who wait on me shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Let's go before the Lord here this morning. I don't know where you are, what circumstance you find yourself in, or in your mind, your heart, your life, but maybe you need to have that strength renewed. So now, just in the privacy and the stillness of your heart, if you would, just come before the Lord and just allow him to renew your strength. Lord Jesus, I do praise you and I do thank you for your strength, for your tender mercies that are new every morning. God, I pray that we would wait on you this morning. Father, in the hectic pace of life and just the circumstances that we find ourselves in, sometimes we get ahead of you, we wander away from you, we fall behind you, and when that happens, we become weak. I pray today that every mind, every heart, every body, every situation, every family, every spouse, every child, everyone here would genuinely find it, Father, to wait on you and to have their strength renewed in you and through you. Thank you for that invitation. Thank you for extending that to us, that there is hope, there is endurance, there is victory. And Father, I pray for all those here today that we would be humbled before the throne of grace. We would not only acknowledge your truth, but that we would heed it and accept it. I pray that you would be exalted here this morning in our midst, oh God. And Lord, the reality is today, well, from a human perspective, there's a huge athletic event taking place and so much attention and hype and things are drawn out on it. And just for 2 weeks, God, that's all you hear. And yet, what we need most in this world is not more entertainment, but we need the love and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray that every day that we would let the world know who it is that we serve, what it is you have done for us, what it is that you extend to them, the invitation that you give to them. I love you. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you. I pray that we all would humble our hearts. We would bow before you in sincerity. And in truth. Have your will and your way here this morning. For in the name of Jesus we ask it. Amen.
Amen. We're going to have everybody stand. And as Beth just plays this underneath me for a minute, we're going to sing "Power in the Blood." I just want to give you a praise report. Is that okay? Hey, is that okay? Come on, man. The teens respond when I say those things. Is that okay? You know it. I tell you, we just got back last Sunday night from snow camp up at Word of Life, and we had, what a time we had, didn't we, kids? Yes, we did. They're still exhausted from the trip. And we had some kids with us that didn't know the Lord. And as we're coming in to sing Power in the Blood, I just got to give him all the glory because two of those gals went forward for salvation. Yeah, come on, that's awesome. And I just want to recognize Heather Cashman brought two friends, and those were two of her friends, and another friend that she had brought to Reverb. And Heather will be the first one to tell you, you know, to God be the glory. Another one she had brought to Reverb that had accepted the Lord previously, just kind of it all clicked for her. And she's friends with those other kids from VOAG. And so there's God's got something going on at VOAG through Heather. And those two girls accepted the Lord. And I'm going to tell you, it kind of melted my heart. I'm just trying to bless you with some of the things that I've been blessed with. And you guys help us all go there. And, you know, when you're paying your tithes, I mean, that's supporting the teens. And I just want to tell you this. So, you know, the devil tried to stop all kinds of things just from us even getting there. From they told us everybody had to be 18 in the van. I'm like, what? 18 in the van? We're renting a 12-passenger van to go to camp. And they advertise that it's for kids to go to things like that. And I'm like, what do you mean? You don't even know. 24 hours to go, I was back up against the wall. And I had to go up the chain to get permission from a higher person in Enterprise to take the kids to camp. I mean, it was crazy. I digress. The gospel was given Friday night. The gospel was given Friday night. And these two gals actually, instead of going forward, they go back at the Jack Wardson Center up at Word of Life. And after they went back, and Beth and Linda went back with one of the Word of Life counselors that was there, they got up, and we were coming out, and one of them came straight at me. They both did, but one gave me a hug, and she looked me in the eye. And you know, when you're any kind of person, but certainly in police world, you look somebody straight in the eye, you're kind of looking in their soul, you know what I'm saying? She looked right at me, and she said, Mr. Fox, thank you for the opportunity to be here. Oh, my word, I almost bawled like a baby right there. Are you kidding me? Does it get any better than that? She just met Jesus. That girl bought half the Christian bookstore out up there. She's got Bible verses on her water bottle, everything she's wearing and carrying. And pray for them. Pray for them. It's Janine and Keegan who accepted the Lord. Pray for them because they went right back into it, the world, where we all are. But there's power in the blood, amen? Let's sing about it right now.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. Oh,
Rick comes and gives us our announcements this morning. A few weeks ago, we had a family that had come up. I presented you before you for membership. And then the following week, I was supposed to present them officially and welcome them into membership. Funny thing about pastors, we're human. And we have a tendency to forget things, especially on Sunday morning. There's things on our mind. You know, I remembered it right as I was walking out the door and saw them, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I'm going, well, you know, we're going to make this right. So they're like, it's okay, it's all right, don't worry about it. So I said, no. So downstairs before Sunday school, some of you had them. They came up before us, and we welcomed them into membership. I said, we need to do it in front of the church body, too. They said, no, it's okay. I said, no, we're going to do that. So then the following week was last week, of course, snow camp, and they wanted all their family to be here. And I said, I totally understand that. And then this week, I was talking to the dad, and he said, I said, where's your wife? And he said, well, she's over on the other side. She's getting up in front of people. I said, that's okay. I'm the pastor. I can manipulate the schedule of everything. That's all right. So now that they're all accounted for, and I've completely embarrassed her, you guys, the Knowlton family, go ahead and come on up here, and you come on down here as well. Tom and Rebecca and their crew here this morning, so thankful for them. It's good to have them just involved and see what God is doing, not just through the ministry here at the church and how they become involved. Last week, just to kind of share with you, I didn't realize who was doing it. We had a meeting, and long story short, something had been mentioned about needing a diaper changing table, you know, put up in the wall and that sort of thing. Tom heard that, went home after church, got changed, came back, and he was the one attaching it to the wall. We didn't ask him. And so I really appreciate that servant's heart, but also not just here in the ministry, but what they're doing in your family. We're so thankful that God is laid it on your hearts to come here and be a part of what he's doing in his church at Clinton Bible Fellowship. So all those in favor of welcoming the Knowltons into the body here at Clinton Bible Fellowship, let it be known with a hearty amen.
Amen.
Welcome. Good to have you all with us. Thank you.
You still?
You might not be here next
week. All right. Good to see you guys. Good to see you. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, what a blessing the Knowlton family has already been to this church in just a relatively short time they've been here. We're so glad you guys are now officially part of the family. And I have to say that, well, Terry and I usually sit kind of right behind them, but I can see from up here, too. I always wonder, what are they going to wear today? Because they always wear something almost the same or very close anyway or exactly the same. And the unity, that's right. Unity in that family for sure. All right, so Jeff Cashman sent me this little thing. He said, you got to say this at church. So if you like it, or don't like it, is from Jeff. So, what vitamin should every Christian take? Vitamin B1. B1, be a Christian. All right, that's Jeff. That came from Jeff. B1. All right, so let's see. All right, a few announcements here. In your bulletin, there are some inserts. One, just take a look when you get a chance. There's a lot in there about praying for our missionary, so please do that. And also, on next Sunday night is a family movie night, and it's the resurrection of Gavin Stone. So it's always a great time, popcorn and water and the movie. So plan on being here. Did we have to sign up for that, Pastor, or just show up?
Yeah,
sure. Just come next Sunday night, and do we have the time there? It's probably in the bulletin there, 6 o'clock. So next Sunday, movie night. We've done it a few times, and it's always a great time, of fellowship, and Pastor usually gives a little message after about whatever was in the movie, what the point is there. So plan on being here. It'll be a great time. Then if you look on the back of the bulletin, quite a few announcements here. Men's and ladies choir practice also begins on February 18th after Sunday school. Men's Bible study on February 20th. Chuck Veth is going to be leading that. There's a sign-up sheet in the Welcome Center. So guys, please put your name on that. And then also need nursery workers. Announcing that for a little while, and it's great that we're getting a lot of little young ones here, and we need help. So if you're willing to do that, please see Julie Nash. Also, we've been talking for a little while about the new church directory. Check the form out in the foyer there and make sure all the information is correct. And then I believe, if you look in the insert, information about getting your picture taken to go along with the directory. We have so many new people now, and our church is growing so much, it's nice to put a face next to a name. So if you're willing to do that, then take a look at that in the insert there. And then lastly, new adult Sunday school classes will be beginning in 2 weeks on the 18th. I'm not going to go through them all there, but take a look, and there will be a sign-up sheet in the Welcome Center. We'd like to get an idea of how many people to expect in each class, so please take a look at that and get your name on the one of the sheets there. We have the ushers come forward, and as they do, let's all stand together and recite Psalm 55:22. Let's go ahead and do that now. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. And Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Lord God, we just want to come before you today and give you praise and thanksgiving for your faithfulness. And Lord, we just pray now you would bless this offering, that through it you might be honored and glorified. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon. We're going to ask everybody to stand. No matter what's going on, Jesus does all things well. Amen? Amen. You know, we're going to teach you a new song this morning, and it's an awesome song. As soon as Beth suggested it, I'm like, that's going to be awesome. They're going to love it. And talks about from the darkness we called God's name, and into darkness his mercy came. That's a powerful lyric. And the chorus is my favorite, and I've been singing it since we've been practicing it, and I'm hoping that it just resonates with you folks and that you just carry this song in your heart, you know, through the week. And it goes like this: how great, how great, how great is your love, how great, how great. It's really repetitious, which is perfect. I can remember it. How great is your love, how great is your love for us. And boy, I can just walk around humming that song. I mean, because God is so good. You know, we're doing some stuff in Psalm 139 this morning in Sunday school. And as I was thinking about this song this morning, I was just thinking about these verses. Whether shall I go from thy spirit? Whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. I'm going to skip to verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Let's sing this song. It's easy. You'll catch it. And I hope it becomes a favorite to you like it did for us.
There has never been.
how I could get that in my soul? Come on. I see a lot of smiles, and that blesses me because sometimes I can't read, y'all. But that song just lights you up. No matter what's going on in your week, one thing is sure, God's love is great. Amen? I found myself singing that when there's some things that weren't going on that weren't so great. Can I get an amen, Mr. Cashman? You know what I'm saying? Because life's not always great, but God's love is. This we know. And you know, when those times get tough, there's somewhere we can always do. We can boldly approach His throne. We can approach it in prayer. By grace.
By grace alone, somehow I stand.
Thank you. praise you and boldly we approach your throne because we can talk to you directly, Lord. You loved us so much. We're talking about God's great love. You sent your only son to die for us. How great was that love and is that love? Lord God, we just praise you. Lord, you know you fearfully and wonderfully made us, so you know we're human and we're sinners. And Lord, there's not a one of us that isn't ripe for a constant attack from the devil. And you know not only the number of hairs on our head, but you know each and every person's circumstance sitting right here. You know everything, right down to our DNA. Lord God, we thank you that you're the God of creation. Lord, that you're a God who's everywhere, that we can't hide from. And Lord God, sometimes when we do things that are wrong, we want to hide. Lord, help us to run to you, to boldly come before you and say, Lord, forgive me, and to renew our strength and mount up like eagles. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for loving us. We thank you for your bountiful blessings upon our congregation. Thank you for our pastor and his family. Lord God, I just pray that as he brings your word, that you will bring everything he studied and worked hard on to share with us to his memory. Give him the strength, the protection. Lord, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we know that. We rest assured in that. We praise you, we love you. And everyone said, amen. Thank you, Mason.